This is RV on Business.
Welcome to 101.9 High FM. It's exactly 10 minutes past 11. I'm not used to saying that. Usually say 10 minutes past 12. Our slot has moved. We're an hour earlier. Well, first of all, welcome to all our listeners. Welcome to Craig, who's just always been there for me and make sure that things run smoothly. And personally, just to wish Howard Feldman and the new team everything of the best. The community around the world is behind you. And all the strength to you to continue to build this incredible institution. 2026 has started, and the world is alive and ablaze, figuratively, with news as to what's happening in Iran, what's happened with the Russia-Ukraine war, what's happening in Israel. All these things affect economies around the world. The Trump tariffs that have come in, how they've actually worked out, what they've actually caused, et cetera, et cetera. So the long and the short of it, there is just so much going on. But most importantly, the average household in South Africa tends to have a look at what's happening in Russia, Ukraine, if it's on the news. Iran, a little bit more, you know, because it's brand new and it's really live and raw, even though we're not getting the information we should be getting because of the regime. The Gaza war is ongoing, even though there's a ceasefire, but there's still things happening. Phase two kicked in 2 days ago. We'll see how that. And South Africa continues along with its own shenanigans. As one commentator, not a commentator, actually a comedian, once said that, you know, the whole world's going in one direction. And South Africa says, no, we're just going to go this way. We'll meet you around the corner. And it was a joke during the Zuma years, but it tends to follow a pattern where the South African government tends not to follow the mainstream, where we are able to tap into economic growth, but maybe the economic pariahs of the world, and that doesn't always bode well for our economy. But ultimately, this show is about you and I. It's about the people who live in the country and what the day-to-day challenges are, and breaking them down and bringing them to you in a way that is palatable, that is easy to understand, but at the same time, that carries the gravitas that you can help to make informed decisions from what we discuss over here. So I thought we'd kick off the first show of the year to discuss what items have increased in cost, what items have stayed the same, and what items have decreased in cost. In other words, what's cheaper? And yes, there are certain things that have gone down over the last year and over the last 5 years, if you look at them in a long-term view, in a compounding effect. And then also, I want to look briefly at interest rates and where we are in the cycle, what's happening, how that affects us internationally, and how that affects you as a householder. So let's start at the very, very beginning. And we're going to look at items that have gone up. The first item that everybody feels on an ongoing basis is food. And food you can break down into different categories, but we're going to be looking mainly at protein. So that's meat, beef, beef, chicken, fish. Those are the main staple items that South Africans eat, chicken being the primary item at the moment. And that has gone up anywhere between 6% and 12%. So if you want to break it down and you want to look at actual costings, a 2 kilogram pack of chicken portions cost between 70 and 75 rand. So that did cost that amount, now cost 85 to 95. So 20 to maybe 30 rand more than it was costing. So if you just work out, maybe a family use a pack a week. So that's already 100, 150 rand more a month just on chicken alone. And we'll find that the average of South African's grocery bill, if you look at it across, has gone up between 500 and 1,000 rand. And when we look at average, you need to understand that the vast majority of the people in this country are lower LSM, are people who earn below 30,000 rand a month. And therefore, this is the bulk of people. So if you work out as a percentage what it is, it's a huge expense when it comes to increases that food has really gone up. So families aren't buying more. They're paying more for the same basket. And that's where we are. So in other words, any disposable income has now been vaporized just by living, by buying food, which is really, really at the top of the Maslow hierarchy of needs, so to speak, as something that's important. The next thing is electricity and municipal services here. Here, you're paying more even though you're trying to use less. So it's a catch-22. You're damned if you do, and you're damned if you don't. Because you use less, you walk around in the dark, you switch your stove to gas, all those things. The bottom line has been a 12 to an 18% increase in these items. 12 to 18%, nearly 20% more for items that you can't control. You have no say over. There's a certain minimum that you need to use. So prepaid households, and remember the days when prepaid was something that was really done out in rural areas. Today, it's a very common across Johannesburg. Prepaid households are spending 1,150 to 1,200 rand for what they were spending 1,000 rand before. So let's call it 200 rand more per month. So we are 150 up on food. We're 200 up on electricity. We're already 350, you can even call it 400. And those are items that you don't really have a choice in. The next thing, and this is the big one, even though the percentage increases are lower, the base cost is high. And here I'm talking about medical aid and healthcare. And here we could discuss medical aid and healthcare until the sun sets this afternoon, especially with the challenge that's happened with the biggest medical aid in the country, Discovery, towards the end of last year, that hopefully has been sorted out to a greater or lesser extent. I think mainly due to pressure from the public. The bottom line is that South Africans who live in what we would term middle-class South Africa are dependent on the medical aids, especially for emergency situations. A lot of people have converted to paying cash for medical aid, day-to-day stuff, medicines, doctor's visits, even specialist visits. But they want to make sure that, God forbid, the proverbial hits the fan, they can end up in a hospital and get world-class, first-class treatment, which South Africa really does have to offer, but it comes at a price. So medical aid inflation is between 7 and 10%. So if you were a family that was paying 7,000 rand for a medical aid, you're now paying 7,700 in kaching. We have just hit 1,000 rand extra a month for exactly the basics that you need to get through the month. Gap cover went from 350 to around about 420. The bottom line is that the healthcare items are going to hit you whether you're healthy or you're not healthy. Unfortunately, people who've had loved ones in hospital and who would have incurred bills that they would never have been able to afford, in the back of their mind, they know that medical aid is a necessity and it's really there for you when you absolutely need it. But as it's often the single biggest cost item on people's budget on a monthly basis. That is something really important to understand. Now we're going to go into maybe the luxuries, things where you can budget and you can look around and get another quote and see if you can save a few bucks. But before we do that, it is 20 past 11. Let's take a quick break. We'll read a live read when we come back. Chat to you soon.
This is RV on Business.
Welcome back to 101.9 Chai FM. It is 21 minutes past 11. And maybe something that will change with the new management is that I'll no longer be referred to as RV, but Avi, as my name should be pronounced with the new intro when it comes out. Right, we were discussing items that have gone up in cost. We're already at 1,000 rand with medical aid coming on board. And that was item number three. So to recap, food, electricity, and municipal services. Number three was medical aid. And the next one is insurance. Here we're talking about our car and house insurance, anywhere between 6 and 9% increase. So if your car insurance was 1,200 rand, you can expect it to go up to 13, 1350, in this year. What a lot of people are making the mistake with is they're shopping around for quotes. And these days it's very easy. You pick up a phone, you send an SMS, you scan a barcode or a QR code, and someone calls you back. And all of a sudden, your premium gets cut. And they tell you, yes, but the excess has gone up. And in the euphoria of saying that your premium has gone down, you are subconsciously, maybe, or sometimes consciously and naively ignoring the fact that your excess has gone up. If your excess goes up from 5,000 to 13,000, which I've heard, think about it. Every time there's a bumper bashing, every time there's a ding or there's a scrape, if you haven't got that type of cover, you are going to have to pay for that to be repaired. If the damage comes to 7,000 rand, you're going to pay every single penny of it. If it comes to 20, you're going to pay 13, and the medical aid is going to pay the balance of 7. You just need to be aware of that. You might be saving in the short term, but excesses are very, very dangerous things when the time comes. We know how life works. You get hit when you're down, unfortunately. Just when things are really tight, that's when that idiot is going to go into the back of you. Or you might be the idiot going into the back of someone else, and then you've got a problem. So please just be aware of excesses and play around with them. And if you are going to have an excess, make sure that you've got the money accessible to do that. I can see people rolling their eyes and saying, where am I going to get 13,000 rand from? Well, I don't know. You might have to access it on a credit card, which is not a great idea. But please just bear in mind that goedkoop is duurkoop when it comes to these type of things, and just to plan it through and look at it carefully. The next one is, besides medical aid, I suppose the most emotive one, the most frustrating one, and the most onerous one, especially when it comes to Jewish families, is that school fees. Here we go ahead between a 5% and an 8% increase, and school fees have gone roughly between 1,500 to 3,000 rand per child more. So whatever you were paying last year, it's gone up between 1,500 and 3,000 rand more. Not that, stationery, uniforms, all the bits and bobs that go with everything have gone up 10% at least. So January is when education inflation becomes very, very real. And, I just read that off an article that I had read, and I don't really agree with it, because it's December when education inflation becomes real. Because in December is when you have to buy all that stuff, you have to put the orders in at the school, you have to get the textbooks, you have to get the uniforms ready. December is when you really, really feel that. So we are now looking at close to 2,500 rand if you're a household with one child on an already very, very heavy budget. Medical aid is expensive. School fees is expensive. School fees, we often don't have a choice. We want our children to go to the schools that we went to. We're very, very lucky in the Jewish community for two reasons. Number one, you can pick, choose your school. Number two, no child will go without an education. But it's responsibility of the parents to really bare their souls that they're going to ask for assistance, financial assistance when it comes to education. And it's a really, really challenging place to be. And I'm ultimately, as someone whose wife was a teacher for 28 years in the Jewish community, teachers also need to be paid, and they need to be feel rewarded for the time and the effort that they put into it. And it's a very, very tricky thing. So those are the five items that have gone up. So let's go through them again just to summarize. Food up to 12%, electricity up to 18%, medical aid another 10%, car insurance and house insurance up to 9%. School-related costs have gone up between 5 and 8%. Now, after that doom and gloom, Let's look at a few things that have gone down. I think the first one is really, really going to shock you. The first one is fuel. Fuel is down anywhere between 8 and 15%. So if you take a 50-liter tank, it has dropped from about 1,200 rand to about 1,000 rand, 1,050, depending where, depending what type, etc., etc. So that's a saving on average from the consensus that was done between 300 and 600 rand for commuters. So it is a relief, certainly not a celebration. Fuel is still expensive. But one thing to bear in mind, in South Africa, fuel is not as expensive as other first world countries. Israel, fuel is prohibitively expensive. And they live right next door to the oil producing countries. But it doesn't really make a difference if you're not talking to your neighbor. You know, they can be a multimillionaire, but you're not going to get a benefit if you aren't on good terms. But yes, bottom line is that fuel has gone down, which just allows us to drive that a little bit more, have that outing, maybe go on that holiday because that money has come down. The next thing is, again, mobile data and connectivity is down up to 30%. And that's the cost per gig. So just under 200 rand, 199 rands will buy you between 20 and 30 gigs compared to 10 gigs of a few years ago. And that's a saving of between 2 and 400 rand per month. So we're back up to about $1,000 saving of the expense that we had before. So you're still connected, you're paying less for it, but if you look around the world, it is still crazy, crazy expensive as far as that is concerned. The next thing is consumer electronics. And this is something I'd like to discuss, have a bit of a chat around, because it's a very, very interesting phenomenon. Consumer electronics are down 15%. That is a worldwide phenomenon. For those of you who remember when the flat screens came in, it was a luxury. You know, most of us still had that cabinet with the TV, and you pulled the doors aside and then pushed them back, and then you had the clumsy remote. It took a while for them to come in. Today, flat TVs are everywhere, and the prices come down tremendously. You can really get a good flat screen TV, smart TV at an affordable price. And then we're talking about those things that come down between 5 and 15%. So again, if we look at an actual example, a 55-inch smart TV went from about 10,000 rand to 8,500, and you can get it for a lot cheaper if you look around. And they also come together with warranties and other bits and pieces that you can get. So you're going to be rewarded if you're a little bit patient and you look around with your consumer electronics. For those of you who are analytical, go on to the iStore. Look at an iStore iPhone 17 costs in South Africa, Pro. Compare it to Israel, for example, where I am and I've done that exercise. And then compare it to a place like New York, and then compare it to a place like Portland, Oregon. And it is incredible how cheap these items are in South Africa being fully imported. Because ultimately, they need to be shipped. There's customs and duties and excise to pay. There's security and insurance, which is an expense in South Africa to transport these items. So even though they are really expensive in South Africa, and every time a new phone comes out, you think, like, this is just mad. In the old days, you could get a phone and a lawnmower. Now you just get the phone and it costs you big money on a monthly basis. If you look at it around the world, it's actually fairly priced in South Africa. Again, you're not buying these things every day, but what has changed is, when was the last time you went into an electronics repair shop? I remember, for those of you who remember, there's maybe it's still there, a repair shop on Hathorn Street, just in the corner. Favorite watering spot, so to speak, for the Jewish community. Fix your mix master and your heater and all your bits and pieces. Unfortunately, those businesses have really suffered, because when your kettle breaks, we're not getting it fixed. We're going to go down to Pick n Pay and you're going to buy a new one. Same thing with your toaster, same thing with your iron. These things are now disposable. that last us a year or two. We're happy, and we're happy to buy a new one. So that's where we will win in the long run. The next thing is interest rates. I'm going to leave the discussion on interest rates for the end of the show because I want to look at it as a separate category. But the bottom line is you've got a bit of breathing room there, but it's certainly not a windfall. Interest rates are down between 0.25% and 0.75%, 250 basis points to 750 basis points. So which means that on a 1.5 million rand bond, you're paying between 300 and 700 rand less. How can there be a difference between 300 and 700? Depends what your initial rate was at the time and depends how you've pegged your bond. But the bottom line is that's come down. So there's been quite a bit of relief over there. But what we need to realize with interest rates is that homeowners have got the relief. People paying the mortgage, not tenants. Tenants' rates have not come down in line with that. Rentals have not gone up. That's a whole different discussion, but there's no relief for a tenant just because the landlord has a relief. And the next thing, which is really, really nice, is that domestic travel off-peak has come down. A flight to Joburg from Cape Town or vice versa, you can get a month between 1,200 and 1,500 on special. They are going back to what they were prior to COVID. We were able to travel if you were clever and you used your miles and you used all your different rewards really inexpensively. It then became quite prohibitive, went up to between 3,000 and 5,000 Rand, and that's really come down nicely. You know, it's up to a 25% drop. So if you look about it down at the list, there's five items to recap. The first one is fuel. We use it every day. Mobile data, we use it every day. Consumer electronics, only when you have to get them. Interest rates, part of our lives, whether you have a car, a house, investments, interest rates are important. And domestic travel is a luxury for holiday, but a lot of people travel up between Joburg and Cape Town on a regular basis for business. And the fact that it's come down has really been a great windfall. Interest rates we can go look at in the next, in that towards the end of the show. Let's go look at items that haven't really changed. Items that we buy on a daily basis, but really haven't changed much from last year to this year and have stayed what we call static across the line. The first one is, so I'm just scrolling here to the right place. The first one is rent. As I mentioned earlier, rent hasn't really changed. There's been about a 3% increase in tenants' rates, which means if you're paying 8,500 Rand, it'll go up to 9,000 Rand. But the reality is that's a very, very low percentage increase for South Africa. You know, if you ask anybody what it is historically on residential, anywhere between 5 and 10, commercial can be higher, plus a percentage of turnover. The fact that it's stable is really good for tenants. It allows people to know that the roof over their head is not going to disappear and that they are able to afford it with all the other volatility going on. The next thing is entry-level clothing. And here I want to make the observation that are made with electronics. We know that our rag trade in South Africa, clothing manufacturers in South Africa, in KwaZulu-Natal, are basically non-existent. The vast majority of our clothes are imported, and they're imported from the East. And ultimately, you are able to buy a T-shirt at 100 Rand. You can't buy a burger for 100 bucks. But for 500 Rand or 700 Rand, you can buy your child a different shirt for every day of the week. That's not bad. If you take that and you compare that to shekel, for example, those prices don't exist. In dollars, maybe in certain places. But there has been an increase in the better quality stuff, the more where it's a little bit more what we call elastic, and that's gone up maybe about 250 Rand. So clothes in South Africa haven't increased. It's been between a 2 and a 4% increase, but nothing much. The other one is public transport. Now, as somebody who never used public transport, not since I left school, which was in 1988, my attitude could be, well, it doesn't affect me. That is naive at the best, and extremely arrogant at the worst, because public transport affects everything in South Africa. The person who works in your house, the person who works in your office, people who work between your house and your office. The vast majority of South Africans use public transport. And so long as that remains constant, then we have an ability to keep things in line. So taxi fares remain between 50 and 20 rand a route, and well done there to the taxi industry for holding the rates, because their rates have gone up before when petrol prices have gone down. And yes, there are other factors, as wear and tear and maintenance, and those things have gone up. But on the whole, it's been pretty good. Household brand groceries, so if you're buying your basic stuffs on an ongoing basis, we find like the super groups, well, that's the wrong term to use, I don't mean that company. I mean companies like Shoprite, Checkers, Pick and Pay. They're no-name brands. They've really kept those as really tried hard to keep them as minimal as possible. And sometimes they have increased, but minimally. And there they're really working on volume. If they can push enough volume with them, they can make enough percentage per item, everything should be good over there. So basically, these no-name brands are protecting the household dignity because people can still supply the basics. Those of you on social media, I'm sure you've seen there's a lot going around where people are telling you what you can buy at Woolworths, what you can buy from Woolworths, where to buy it directly from where Woolworths buys it, and save yourself a huge amount of money. That's why people shop at Woolworths, for the convenience and the quality. So going to buy it directly where they buy it and saving a few bucks is for the privileged few who have the means and they have the time. The last thing is something that is invisible. There are very, very few of us who actually look at this and take note of this, know what's going on, and that's banking fees. They have basically changed, stayed unchanged, and the fees for penalties, for example, going over your interest rate, or say going over your overdraft, or accessing something that you need urgently, and there's a fee for that. You know, those things are really in line with what they were last year. But where the big saving is that there are a lot of banks that are giving a lot of rewards. There's a lot of stuff on social media between Investec Bank and Discovery Bank as far as rewards are concerned. There's FNB eBucks, and even Absa now has some sort of reward program. So if you manage your banking well, you can really, really benefit from it and sort of get your expenses to be offset by your rewards. So the five things that really haven't changed much is rent, entry-level clothing, public transport, which is taxi and buses, house brand groceries, those are your no-name brands, and your basic banking fees. Those are the things that really haven't changed. We are really up against the clock. Unfortunately, we've just got over 5 minutes left, but let's take a quick break. We'll be back with you in a moment.
This is RV on Business.
Welcome to 101.9 High FM. I was going to spend time talking about the interest rates, but I think we'll do it in the next show. There's nothing earth-shattering that's really going to affect anybody in the next short while. So what I want to spend the next 3 minutes quickly mentioning is the advert that we just heard about the Johannesburg GEV. If you listen to the wording of the advert, snacks, outings, you might think, why should I give my charity to an organization that is sponsoring frivolous things for children? If you are thinking that, stop. Nothing could be further from the truth. When a parent, and those of you who are in this position will know, when a child comes home and says, I need 50 rand for this and 100 rand for this at school, and you're already under pressure with school fees, it's overwhelming. When your child wants to go out with friends on a Saturday night and they need 200 rand, and it's either that 200 rand or the outing in school that they'll be the only one not going on, it's no longer frivolous. Therapies, limited by medical aid these days, both in cost and in the amount that you can have. This allows our children to go to school with dignity. It allows families to lower the stress level psychologically and emotionally, so that the house becomes a healthier place. And we know the cliche that charity begins at home. It's not a cliche, it's true. Halakha, Jewish law, tells us that charity begins at home, and your family is first, and the people of your city are first. There's many institutions that need money around the world, but South African community has always been there for one another, and please God, it will continue. And by us looking after the Chevra Kedisha is a way of making sure that there is dignity amongst every single Jewish family. So thank you to them for all the work they did, all the work they do, and the way in which things are run and operated. Well, that's the first show for the year. I thought I had a lot of fun. Thank you. I really enjoyed going through those items. Next week, we'll start off with interest rates, and then we'll go into something else. Craig, as always, thank you for pushing the buttons. Speak to you next week.